This is the Bold Bitch podcast, where I dive deep into conversations around taboo topics. I'm your gay, ADHD-having, and compulsively curious host, Gia Goodrich. And among many things, I have a very low tolerance for bullshit. So each week, I have intriguing conversations with experts, tastemakers, rebels, and rule breakers who choose to boldly show up and own their opinions in this crazy call-out culture we live in.
And I remember sitting there and having, once again, I say it, a beautiful, tremendous spiritual awakening, which is, you're a fucking liar. You're a liar. This is not why you're upset. Tell the truth. And I was like crying and like writing in all caps. And I was like, why are you in pain? If you're going to believe this, that you're in pain because of these feelings, what the fuck is going on? Why are you in pain? And I knew it. And it came and I wrote it and it was, I hate being a mother.
Okay, so one thing that I want to just confess is that I can't remember how long ago it was. It was like maybe 6 months or something. I read a post of yours and I was like, yeah, fuck her. Like I was just like 100%.
Being a fierce fatty. So being unapologetic, saying, hey, I'm okay and I don't care if you don't like me because I'm fucking amazing.
People have been making money off of our bodies for so fucking long that it's like really important to do that. And so it sounds like from my, you know, little understanding of OnlyFans is that it is a super empowering way to be able to leverage your body to make a lot of money.
What they're going through is literally every day when they wake up, they are thinking, am I gonna die? Is this thing gonna take me or not? And you're like, it'll be okay. That feels bad. It just does.
I was raised very differently, that it was like, Sexuality is you're straight or you're gay or you're bi, but we don't really talk about bi people. And like,
I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Think about life in 2020. And I'm not just talking about the shit that 2020's been. I mean, life in the modern age, we act like we're machines. We act like we can go, especially in America, and that we don't need to stop and repair. And like, that's lunacy if you think about it.
Once, you know, finances and a certain money limit is being made, you really don't give a fuck.
You're like, judge me if you want, but come see my apartment.
What I heard when I heard that word fat was unattractive, lazy, stupid, disgusting, smelly, all of these negative words. And so that word fat was just powerfully painful.
So does that mean, even though I don't believe in a God with a capital G, that he lives in me and that you can see him in me if I'm doing certain things, or Jesus in me?
Yes. God lives in everyone. Everyone has, the Holy Spirit lives through and with everyone.
So one thing I want to talk about are your haters. So I think you can tell a lot about a person by who their haters are, right?
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed that for you, they are these white cis hetero dude bros that are just like pumping iron all the time and really into like dick and ball jokes.
What if you looked at life through that lens? Would it seem negative still?
No, but do you know what it feels like even listening to you say that? It feels like sitting on the couch while your parents are trying to talk to you about the idea of sex. that kind of squirmy, like, oh, I really don't want to be here.
And then you wake up and your nose is bleeding and you have like boils all over your ass and you're like shitting every time you stand up. And can you really, like, especially in trauma, wrap all that up and be like, I'm terrible and this is why? And then they're like, ugh.
Right.
Like, what do you want me to say?
I've definitely seen you live a Jesus-like life through how you treat people.
Okay, this blows my mind. Like, so define what a Jesus-like life is, because I'm like, gay, loud, crass, you know, all this kind of stuff. So I love your definition of Jesus, if I'm close to it.
So I'm going to tell you straight up, though, Gia, that's why your stomach hurts. And it's
the toxic positivity.
Yeah, well, what you just said.
Oh, I just love these humans and these conversations so much. And I'm so excited to come to you each week on Thursday with a brand new episode. So if this resonates with you, if you want to be a bold bitch, if you want to listen to the podcast, I personally will love you forever and like you for always. And what you can do is download, subscribe, rate, and review. I can't wait to have me in your ears. In a non-creepy way, of course.